This is Tracy Hawkins, partners at Hawk & Horse Vineyards here with Mitch Hawkins, our viticulturist and also a partner here. We grow organic and biodynamic Cabernet Sauvignon on our mountain vineyard estate in the Red Hills of Lake County, California. Our wine is available online or through our wine society. You're welcome to join by phoning us at area code 707-942-4600 or send us an email at Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at hawkandhorsevineyards.com. You can also check us out on the web at www.hawkandhorsevineyards.com.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
We have some new friends here today on Wine and Dine at Hawk and Horse Vineyards. Small family-owned and operated ranch and vineyard estate located in the Red Hills AVA of Lake County in Northern California. They offer private tours and tastings. I have in my right here in front of me in the studio a bottle of Hawk and Horse Vineyards 2009 Red Hills Lake County Latigo dessert wine made with Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's a port style wine. One of the most interesting aspects of the estate, which you will learn today from Tracy and Mitch Hawkins, the co-owners who run the ranch and the farm, is that they are Demeter certified and they're California certified for organic as well. Their website is hawkandhorsevineyards.com, and they specialize in Cabernet Sauvignon at basically 2,200 feet elevation. Tracy and Mitch, thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine. And there's a good story that goes with how really Hawk and Horse Vineyards even came to be. What I'm especially interested in is why there was such an interest in developing this property organically and then biodynamically.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you out in your part of the world. You know, we had this property for about 10 years before we started the vineyard project, but it had always been a dream. It's a beautiful, wild site. It's now 1,300 acres. It was part of an old horse breeding facility, and when we decided to develop the vineyard and really make that happen, we just didn't want to disturb the beautiful, pristine setting that we already had, and we wanted to grow wine grapes that were in keeping and in harmony with nature. So we knew for sure we were going to do organics, and then biodynamic just was a fabulous addition to that whole process.
How did you decide on Cabernet Sauvignon grapes?
A couple of things. It's my personal favorite, and since I was one of the very early thinkers on the project, I got to pick. But also, we really wanted to go with what suited our site. So you do a lot of research first. You do soil analysis. We followed the weather conditions, the altitude, and it turns out that this is a perfect site for growing this kind of good, hardy red. We've got high-elevation volcanic soils, on-site water from three small lakes on our property, and many natural springs. So Cabernet Sauvignon was a perfect fit.
You have a little bit of Petite Syrah, Cabernet Franc, and Petite Verdot, and those are all for the purpose of blending?
Yes, and what doesn't get blended is going to go into small lot productions, and these are just coming online now.
Okay.
And these will go primarily to our Wine Society members.
Okay, I was wondering about that. So the case load is very, very low. I mean, only 1,150 cases of Cabernet and 80 cases of the Latigo. So basically, if people want to get your wine, for the most part, they need to join the club.
Actually, Lynn, we're up to 2,200 cases total production.
Okay.
2011. And each year we make 180 cases of the Latigo.
Okay.
So we've continued to grow.
And that's a combination of half bottles and 750s and the Latigo?
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. And everything is estate grown. Everything is completed on the estate at Hawk and Horse Vineyards.
Yes, we grow all of our fruit here using the biodynamic and organic protocols. We are both Demeter certified, as you said, which is the biodynamic certifying agency, as well as CCOF Organic California certified organic. And the best way to get wine, yes, for sure, through the Wine Society. You can also order online while supplies hold. We do sometimes sell out of vintages. And you can always call me here at the winery and check in and order from me directly.
I've talked to several people over the years about biodynamics, including you have a quote from Nicolas Joly.
Yes.
And I just really appreciate the fact that on the website you have a picture of the cow horns buried in the ground. And this, everybody talks about it, but few people have a visual of what the heck this looks like. And I really appreciate that you are educating people with visuals, not just text.
Thank you, Lynn. It's funny because that's one of the most misunderstood parts of biodynamics, I think, at least from my just experience talking with people, is that people often think that we bury the horn in the vineyard and that somehow that transmits some kind of benefit to the vines. But in fact, we bury the horns, as you see in that photo, in the cow pasture. And we bury that over the winter so that microbes and bacteria work on the manure inside, which we pack the horns with the manure. We bury that in the ground during the winter. We dig that up late winter to early spring. And we actually make a tea on out of that, which we spray into the vineyard. So that's the vineyard application. It's not actually the horn itself.
Yeah.
It's the horn is a vessel for almost fermenting the cow manure to make it into a concentrated compost tea, and that's what goes in the vineyard.
That's the best explanation I've ever heard from anybody.
We get a lot of practice. People ask us a lot of questions, and you try to distill it down into something that's tangible and relatable to people.
So please tell us about the estate. You have a lot going on, including the fact that you have some very unusual cattle on your property.
We, as I said, we have 1,300 acres right now. Only 18 acres are planted, and that's probably how we'll keep it for a while. The rest of the ranch goes to support the vineyard. When we bought the property, it was formerly in the 60s and 70s an Arabian breeding facility, so it's a beautiful property with just minimal development. But we wanted to keep this rustic elegance. A visit to the ranch includes meeting, as you said, this herd of Scottish Highland cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And we chose them. They are our compost factory, if you will. They live a beautiful life here, and they provide us with some of the ingredients for our biodynamic preps and our compost manure. They are extremely lovely. They're the oldest registered breed of Scottish Highland cattle. They're very rugged, which was part of our decision in getting them. They can thrive where other cattle have come and gone. And they're just very docile, really, really wonderful creatures to see. We also have a small, I guess you'd call it a herd of horses that we use. My daughters and I ride rodeo, but we also use the horses to ride the fence line. It's the best way to get up into some of the higher reaches of the property. And it's so beautiful on horseback when all you hear is that soft, gentle plodding through the pine needles.
Oh, my gosh, you are a lucky woman.
We are.
You've talked about the soil. You've talked about the composting. Talk to us about the temperature difference up there. It's much cooler where you're at compared to, let's say, Napa.
Well, we get highs and lows. During the day, we're hotter than Napa.
Really?
So we'll have chunks of time that are days in a row that are over 100 degrees.
Wow.
And the last couple of years when it's been cool in the Napa Valley, we've still been in the 90s. So we've done very well. What I find here in this mountain elevation for us is that we get a beautiful cooling off at night of many degrees. I mean, it'll go down to 62 degrees at night. We go from tank top and shorts weather in the day to sweater weather at night. And that's extremely beneficial for the development of the wine grapes. You get a lot of complexity. We get thick skins. This is probably more Mitch's. If you want to pick up right there, you love to talk about the vines.
That's it. So we're high elevation. We're at 2,200 feet, and you have 100-degree days temperature. So we get a very low yield, 2.5 tons per acre.
Okay.
Thick skins, very little juice, but the complexity is just out of sight. Because these little berries are working all day, every day. They're 100 degrees, and then they're cooled down to 60 to 70 degrees by night.
We've got a couple minutes left here. Talk to us about what the 2009 Cabernet and the 2009 Latigot smell like and taste like.
Ooh, you've got it in front of you. But yeah, my favorite, and one thing that I find consistent from vintage to vintage here is there's always this wild roses, a little bit of cedar spice.
Yeah.
For me, the 2009, and I don't want to pick a favorite any more than you pick a favorite child, but I really love the 2009. It is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, so you get that sort of slight bell peppery qualities in the mouth. It's a beautiful food wine. The Latigo is also 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. It was harvested later, so you get a higher sugar, higher alcohol, and I fortify that with high-proof brandy. This is an alembic-stilled, old-world-style brandy that we fortify the port with, so you do get that port-style wine. This is a beautiful sipping wine. I love it with chocolate.
Mm. And
all I can add to that is 100% new French oak barrels.
Wow. And you make even the Latigo on your estate?
We do. The Latigo is almost entirely estate-grown, but we do purchase the brandy from a distiller in a neighboring county.
Well, this is just glorious. Anything to do with biodynamics is something I love to talk up. We would like to thank you so very much, Tracy and Mitch Hawkins, for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
You're so welcome. And we welcome calls if people out there want to learn more about biodynamics or even just for their own home garden. They are always welcome to call.
Ooh, give us your phone number.
Area code 707-942-4600.
And on that note, we will have links up for you to learn more and order and join their Wine Society Club. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.
I am Nicolas Joly, owner of Coulée de Serran, with on its own an appellation contrôlée, and also founder of Rebirth of Terroir. And please keep listening to Lynn with Just Great on Wine.